passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The black-tailed prairie dog population has declined dramatically throughout its range in Texas.
They've originally covered a large portion of the state, and we currently have somewhere around 1% of the population that was originally here in the state.
Marcia Reimer coordinates Texas Nature Tracker programs for Texas Parks and Wildlife. You can help wildlife biologists understand this population's decline by participating in the Texas Black-tailed Prairie Dog Watch. There are three ways to get involved.
Volunteers can get involved just monitoring a population of prairie dogs on public property. Then we have Adopt a Prairie Dog Colony, where folks can go out and monitor a colony wherever they find a permanent colony that they would like to research. Then the third way is the most intense, and that's a density study.
You'll need a monitoring packet, and you can get yours online from the TPWD website. Search for nature trackers, or you can have one mailed to you. It's important to preserve all native species, even this chubby ground-dwelling rodent, because if prairie dogs were gone,
we would lose habitat for burrowing owls, food for many hawks. We would lose also the prairie habitat that they maintain.
Find more information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.